On your device, you can see a reconstructed version of the Meenat. She is carrying a kid goat thrown over her shoulder. In her right hand, she is holding a knife. This version was made in around 1900, commissioned by Georg Treu, then director of the sculpture collection in the Albertinum. Take a moment to look at the surface of the break on what remains of the statuette's left arm. For Georg Treu, this break pointed to the figure bearing something on her shoulder, perhaps indeed a young goat. That is, of course, just an educated guess. The original statue, probably life-size or even larger, and sculpted by Scopas of Paros, has never been found. Classical writers, though, have left many accounts of it, including one from late antiquity by the orator Callistrator, which would fit Troy's reconstruction. A writer from late antiquity who calls the Meenad a backhand has wonderfully summarized Callistrator's long description.
The backhand may be Parian marble, but the sculptor has breathed life into the stone. She leaps like one intoxicated by Dionysus. O Scopas, your art that fashions gods has wrought a miracle, a goat-slaying Meenad in her frenzy.